From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. The Gaza Health Ministry says one Palestinian was killed and more than 150 wounded by Israeli army fire in protests on the Gaza-Israel border. VOA's Steve Miller reports.
The demonstration came just 3 days ahead of what the leader of Gaza's ruling Hamas group has said will be a march by tens of thousands who could burst through the border fence into Israel. On that day, protests are timed to coincide with the planned move of the U.S. Embassy in Israel to contested Jerusalem, where Palestinians hope to establish a future capital. Israel has said it will prevent any border breach and has stuck to its open-fire policies, such as targeting main instigators and those approaching the fence, despite growing international criticism. Steve Miller, VOA News.
U.S. President Donald Trump has spoken with Singapore's Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong. This comes a day after announcing he and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will hold an historic meeting in the Southeast Asian city-state. The White House said Friday that the president thanked the prime minister for his willingness to host a June 12th meeting. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with his South Korean counterpart Kang Kyung-hwa Friday. South Korea's foreign minister said in a joint news conference the next few weeks will be critical, requiring airtight coordination between the two countries.
As announced, President Moon will visit Washington, D.C. soon to meet with President Trump. The close communication and trust between Presidents Trump and Moon have been the driving force that has brought us to this point of breakthrough for the denuclearization and peace on the Korean Peninsula.
Pompeo said Friday there's complete agreement about the objective of the summit. This is VOA News. Germany's economy minister and chancellor support the nuclear deal with Iran, but worry over losses if the landmark arrangement unravels. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Economy Minister Peter Altmaier says Germany plans to stick to the Iran nuclear deal, but there's little he can do to prevent German businesses from following possible American sanctions to protect their interests in the US. Earlier, Chancellor Angela Merkel said that the unilateral US withdrawal from the Iran nuclear deal undermines confidence in the global order. Germany, France and Britain have vowed to keep the 2015 nuclear arrangement alive following the US decision to walk away. Merkel has noted in a speech that it took 12 years of work to put together. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Worshippers in Tehran and across Iran took to the streets after prayers on Friday to condemn the unilateral withdrawal of the United States from the landmark 2015 nuclear deal. Many Iranians are angry over Trump's decision and are siding with hardliners who long have warned to be suspicious of the West. Iran has said it may resume uranium enrichment at a higher rate in weeks if it finds a nuclear deal will not work anymore. The head of the World Health Organization says he and Congo's health minister have agreed that Ebola vaccines will be shipped as quickly as possible as the number of suspected cases in the latest outbreak grows. Two cases of Ebola have been confirmed in the latest outbreak in the remote northwestern part of Congo. The country's health minister announced the first death since the outbreak was declared early this Thursday. A park ranger was killed and two British citizens were kidnapped on Friday in the Democratic Republic of Congo's Virunga National Park. That's according to a Park Service official and a local civil society leader. Japan's prime minister on Friday warned North Korean leader Kim Jong-un that Japan will not provide major economic assistance unless the North resolves the issue of Japanese citizens it abducted decades ago. VOA's Jill Craig has the story.
Shinzo Abe said in a televised interview that Kim should understand that agreements with the United States and South Korea on better relations and denuclearization are not enough to win Japanese aid, and that the abductees must be released. Japan says North Korea abducted at least 17 Japanese citizens in the 1970s and 1980s to train agents in Japanese culture and language to spy on South Korea. Abe said he is open to holding talks with Kim, only when that would lead to a settlement of the abduction issue. Jill Craig, VOA News.
And we have much more coverage on this on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Palka for VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.